Here's a story. An 88-year-old woman has won an age discrimination case after she was fired from the Royal Berkshire Hospital. Eileen Jolly from Tilehurst was working as a secretary when she was let go in 2017. She told an employment tribunal that she'd not taken a sick day in 10 years. The Royal Berkshire NHS Trust say they take their staff welfare extremely seriously, along with their responsibility to provide safe care to patients. They've also said they acknowledge the judgment of the tribunal and will consider their next steps. So how do our rights change as an older worker? More and more people are staying on in their jobs longer, but can your employer dismiss you because of your age? Employment lawyer from DPH Legal in Reading is David Harris. And David, hello to you.
Hi, Phil.
So I suppose a lot of people are going to ask this. Can you be fired because of your age by an employer?
You can't, Phil. No, so that would give rise to an age discrimination claim if that was the specific reason. So age discrimination is relatively new area of discrimination law, being introduced approximately 10 years ago, along with discrimination in relation to sexuality and religion or belief. We've had race and sex discrimination in much longer than that, since the 70s. But the short answer to your question is no. A dismissal on the grounds of age or for any reason linked to age is likely to be discriminatory and can give rise to a claim for unlimited damages for the individual.
I'm a bit confused. I know there's a pension age, but is there actually a legal retirement age, and what happens after that when it comes to your employment status?
That's a good question, and the answer is that there used to be a compulsory retirement age, which was struck out in 2011. So the latest government introduced it and subsequently repealed it. So the compulsory retirement age allowed employers to require individuals to retire compulsorily at the age of 65, which really ran against age discrimination law generally, and subsequently was repealed 8 years ago, as I say. So now employers aren't in a position to dismiss an individual simply because they believe they're too old to carry out the role, the job that they're carrying out. So the latest case against Royal Berks illustrates this, and it is a bit of a minefield for employers, because it can be a bit cumbersome when dealing with employees who may be sort of post-retirement age from a pension perspective, and having to address sort of underperformance, which might in some way be linked to age. But if there is underperformance happening, as with any employee, there is the right for an employer to dismiss, provided that they follow a fair process.
Obviously, there is the age thing very much in the news at the moment, given the Duke of Edinburgh and 97 and still driving.
Yes.
What about in the case of something like the Royal Berkshire Fire and Rescue, where clearly you need to have someone who's pretty fit to do that particular job?
You do, for sure, and that's why there's a justification defence which is available to employers, and firefighters are a good example there. So firefighters are required to take physicals in order to be approved for the job, for obvious reasons, and that's regarded as what's known as a proportionate means of achieving a legitimate aim. So that's a valid defence which is available to an employer. So it can't be said that a requirement for firefighters to carry out physicals and other sorts of training, and obviously for lots of other jobs as well, it can't be said that that's discrimination or less favourable treatment on the grounds of age, because it's a requirement for the role and it's a legitimate requirement for that role, so it's permissible.
And what about a lot of older workers who may have different training and experience, given things like technology? Can that put them at a disadvantage, or is there an onus on the employer to say, OK, let's make sure you're well and truly caught up?
I think within reason an employer has to go about that. I mean, if there are undue costs involved with retraining, etc., then smaller employers can potentially justify why they don't have to go through that process. But I think similar with the case in question here, we're dealing with a large-scale employer. Fairly unreasonable behaviours, targeted behaviours. So there are certain things that an employer has to be particularly careful about. So birthday cards being passed around, that sort of thing, can often be seen as messages in birthday cards can be seen as sort of banter in the workplace. But on the other hand, we've seen situations where comments that can be made about someone's age can be used to form the basis of a legal argument for age discrimination. And it's a bit of a minefield for employers, because as with any area of discrimination, sex, race, sexuality, age, etc., any damages that an individual is awarded by the tribunal are based on both their loss of salary but also injury to feelings, and they're subject to no limit. So it's not like unfair dismissal, where that there's a maximum sum that an individual can recover. Individuals who are possibly in their 60s or even 70s, or in this case the 80s, they can recover significant sums of money going forwards because they may find it more difficult to find a job elsewhere.
Quick final question. With this particular legal situation, a lot more cases of age discrimination could come as our population gets older, so it might end up being a victim of his own success.
Very much so, yeah. So absolutely, and as I say, I think that it can be a very tricky area for employers. It's an area where employers certainly need to take advice. Individuals need to take advice. I mean, before they do it, there's an opportunity for them. So we would always say, look, try to resolve the situation direct with your employer. There are mechanisms for doing so. There are internal grievances that individuals can bring, and there are requirements for employers to address those with meetings and investigations and even appeals against decisions. So there are lots of things that individuals can do if they believe they're being treated differently or less favourably on the grounds of age before they get a lawyer involved. That can be the last resort.
David, thank you very much indeed. That is David Harris there, employment lawyer from DPH Legal in Reading. It's fine.